Maurice Hinchey, of course, you started this Congressional Corner. You're the guy who put this together and suggested we have all the congressmen from this vast area that WAMC covers, and you got people to come on and to do it, and we owe you an incredible debt of gratitude. I just want you to know that.
First of all, Alan, I want to just thank you. I want to thank you for all of the questions that you have risen, all of the information that you have provided on this for a lot of other people to understand the situation and see much more clearly what's going on. You did it. You did it very, very carefully and effectively, and I'm deeply grateful to you for it.
Maurice, let me start by asking you a couple of questions. You and I are old friends. We were friends
yes.
when you were running for office in the first place and ran for the assembly, and I moderated that first debate at New Paltz. It was really remarkable, and there you were, and you beat a longtime Republican. I think the Republicans had been in that seat since Teddy Roosevelt, as I remember it. You beat a guy named Clark Bell. I mean, it was really extraordinary that you could prevail in a district which had been staunchly Republican. How did you do it?
He was a very good person, and he still is. He does a lot of very good things, and I deeply appreciate him. But I was able to win the second time around. In the first event, he beat me.
Ah.
And the second time around, then I was able to get enough votes to be there. And I was able to be up in Albany there for 18 years. It was very, very good. And I was there in the Environmental Conservation Committee and was able to do that for 14 years and able to do a lot of things very positive and very effectively by that. And so I was very grateful for having that opportunity. And then, of course, 20 years ago, I got the opportunity to challenge the situation here and to ask people to vote for me for this circumstance here in the United States of America. And I was able to be successful and was able to get here. And I've been here now for 20 years. It's been a marvelous situation, and I have deeply enjoyed it, and I've thought very, very much for it. And I'm deeply grateful to all the people who have been involved in this and who have voted for me to get me here to do the kinds of things that I have wanted to do. One of the things that is going on right now, interestingly enough, this is something that's really new. It's the award presentation at the Pentagon. Secretary Mabus is going to present the Department of the Navy Distinguished Public Service Award to me. And the Navy Distinguished Public Service Award is the highest award for contributions or accomplishments that have had Navy-wide or beyond impact. It's amazing, and I'm deeply, deeply grateful for that and to get this contribution put into effect. I'm grateful for so many things, including the opportunity that I've had to enlist in the United States Navy right after high school. I was 17 years old, and that was a grand effect for me, and it was a wonderful experience.
What did you do in the Navy?
Went to the basic training situation. But then I was sent over to California, and I was sent over to California to get more training and more opportunities there. And then after dealing with that training, I was sent down to the southern section of California and put onto a very interesting boat. It was a Second World War II boat. And they had done a lot of things in that situation. And it was a great experience for me. And as a result of that, I was able to be on that boat and gone over to a number of places. The USS Marshall is that boat. And it was a grand place. And I got over into a lot of places.
Maurice, how would you sum up your greatest achievements in the Congress?
Well, my greatest achievements, I would say, first of all, I've been an honor to get to know all the people that that I represent, to, first of all, to hear their problems, to know what they were thinking of, and to try and improve the circumstances, to make sure that they were well served by their government. The most basic reason that I ran for office in the first place was to help people. And that's what that's what I've tried to do. And as a result of that, I've had, over the past 38 years, I've had dozens of staff members who worked with me, and they have been very good. They've been very insightful, and they've helped me understand things as well. And then also, being a member of Congress and public service in general, that opens up a world of opportunity to learn more. In the course of serving our country, I was invited to meet with heads of state across the globe, and I visited with our troop in other places around in Europe and in Africa and all the place. Recently, I was in Afghanistan and elsewhere. I got to know the hard-working people at our federal agencies, and I met with people in the business community. I talked with members of the press, the media, and I gained an understanding, really, of how this this country, this wonderful country, operates and what needs to change to make it better. So I'm now preparing to leave office, and I want to sincerely thank the people who put their trust in me in order to serve their interest in Washington. I am deeply grateful for the opportunity that I've given here, and grateful for the opportunities that I've had, and for all the things that I've been able to do here. It's really wonderful, and I'm deeply, deeply appreciative of it. 20 years here, it's gone by very, very quickly, but I'm glad to have had the opportunity to be here for 20 years.
Well, Maurice Cinci, we'll come back and talk some more for tomorrow, okay?
Thank you.